Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. Sorry, folks, I don't know how to cut that one out. I've got my special guest on the line, other than Big Sister Marge. How you going, Marge?
I'm good, Rob. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you up to?
I'm just getting ready to go and see Mum, actually.
Oh, okay. Give him my love.
Yeah, I will. I was there yesterday. All good.
Yeah.
Going there to cook spaghetti for him today.
Okay.
And Alistair and me.
I wanted to ask you about what's going on with Japwarang trees. I know it's a big... We need more time to talk about that, but...
Some serious developments going on there. We understand that Vic Roads are talking about taking those trees out very soon. With the lawyer that we're working with, trying to stop that, and it's concerning that Ethan Marr, the native title body, is going ahead with this. And it's actually coming into Japwarang country, which Eastern Mars shouldn't have a role over. They're Gundatjmara, and we're Gundatjmara as well. But it's crossing boundaries, and it's not just our family group. There's other family groups that have been concerned about that country. And as you know, those trees that they want to take down are ancient grandmother trees and grandfather trees that have been here since before settlement.
So you just can't destroy
their sacred sites. It's obviously on the Hopkins River, which is also a main, line. Well, it's a water, it's sacred itself. That goes into one of the most ancient areas into the sea at Warrnambool. You know, that's all of the history and the archaeology and science of it. And that whole area, they're sacred song lines, which are, you know, the spirits of the land are there.
They haven't been very open about this mob, are you, talking about that business? And
Well, it's all about native title, and it's all about the Settlement Act of the Victorian government, about its access to resources. They want to mine the country, they want to destroy the country, we want to build roads to enable that destruction of all of the country. And I think we all should be worried about the destruction of the environment. We should not be taking out any trees anywhere that provide shelter for animals, native animals, and shade, and also ensure that we have access to better water. That also water cleanses.
Absolutely, right now, they're messing with that. There's underground water business as well. Yeah, and why can't
they're looking at emptying aquifers, They're looking at... in the Mitchell River, they want to put that rare earth mineral mine.
Like they're hell bent on doing this destruction.
It's ongoing everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
We're also in a point of no return. The tipping point is actually past, according to the scientists.
I've been saying that for a while.
So what we need to do is, as best as we can, stop the destruction, repair the damage, and stop these miners from destroying our country. The money doesn't even go into our country for whatever. It's going to the rich to provide, for the rich international
multinationals.
It's all about that.
It is about that.
So it's not going into people.
Regards to the trees, why can't they use, there's existing road there. Why don't they just go along that? Update that
Of course, we've got to have safe roads. I'm not against
that's what they say, Marge. I don't believe that bullshit.
But what we need to do is make sure that these fellas, government, actually do the right thing. They don't need to pull those trees
down. Don't hold your breath
there. Destroy those areas. There's areas that's on the railway. They cut out the railway. I mean, the railway line, do an overpass. That was one of the original things. Do an overpass.
Yeah.
Why can't they do that?
Now, they want to destroy their sites. There's reasons like they want to kill
that's right. And so that's what we're up against. And it's not just there. It's right across the country from what I'm seeing in other areas. The Kimberley, the Top End, everyone's having the same battle about the Barker River, all of these destructions. Look what's happened in South Australia with that algae bloom, which is poisoned.
Yeah.
The downstream, it's poisoned the Murray River coming down, and downstream from the Murray River, what's coming into the systems is what you've got to look. All of the stuff they're putting on farms, pesticides, all of the poison
over a long period of time.
And they wonder why they've got poison in the you know.
Yeah, it's all coming back to bite them now. And that's right. It's destroying the environment. That's what it's all about. That's the real issues. At the end of the day, it's the land rights that we were talking about as well.
That's our responsibility. That's the law of our people: is look after the land, look after the people. Simple.
Yeah, absolutely, Marge. All right. Listen, I'm just about out of time, but I'll have to get you to come on air.
Have Lenny.
He's going great.
Good,
yeah, I struggled to walk him, but I've got to do it anyway. So, yeah.
No, he walks himself. Obviously.
No, he drags me. That's all the struggles. You know, like, yeah, you got to do
I'll
it.
Give him a kiss for me. Tell him I'll see him soon.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks, Marge.
All right.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/Bunjil's Fire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.